You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
This is Joseph Scott Morgan, host of Body Bags. This week, I'll be examining the forensics behind the Idaho murders and what we know about the crime scenes. Like my students right now, I'm away from class, and I felt as though that Jackie, you and I need to have a chat as soon as we possibly could about this case.
Well, we both did indeed plan some time off, Joe, but you're right. This was really important.
When the police entered that residence, they found something that was just mind-blowing.
So, 2 points of entry only. So, that actually narrows down what the police investigators have to look at.
And there's a wood line over to the left. It would have been a perfect location for somebody that had targeted this home to be able to stand back there in the dead of night, because they believe this happened under cover of darkness.
And a lot of people are asking questions about the two roommates who survived.
The authorities were looking for what they termed as a military-style knife.
What I find interesting is the fact that in using this style of weapon, it tells me that it probably was a targeted attack because somebody had to bring that weapon with them.
And those are what we refer to in forensics and in investigations as weapons of convenience. That's not what we're talking about here.
The information released by the coroner in the case says some of the victims had defensive wounds.
Even the most highly skilled forensic pathologist that gets on the stand and testifies, they will always have this disclosure.
But what exactly are they looking for? Someone who followed the girls when they went to the food truck? Someone who might have been outside the home? I mean,
as forensic scientists, it's your job to make sense of the chaos. But we do know they are going to have a Herculean task to be able to try to separate this out. Listen to this week's brand new Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan, now on iHeart Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart Podcast.